Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici, and this is why we are all in the city of Los Angeles, because it's freezing winter. I wouldn't want to be in North Dakota right now. Neither would you. And it's the kind of day we all love. Sunny, warm, and this is when you think about your health. Except this morning, you may be suffering from acid reflux. And for as much as I never thought I was going to do another show on digestion, I am going to do another show on digestion because I don't think we really understand this yet. And I've got some paradigms or some angles on this that I know you haven't heard. I certainly know you haven't mastered it. So if you've got any of those vexations from the evening meal that cause you to burn in your solar plexus, that cause your esophagus to spasm, that make your vocal cords burn, that make your voice hoarse. If you don't even know you have this problem, but you've got this funny cough and your doctor said you're throwing up your acids, this is the show for you. And if not, it's still the show for you, because I'm going to draw, as always, I'm going to pull from lots of different parts of physiology and anatomy. So, indigestion, the first three rows of any drugstore across the United States, filled with antacids and all sorts of digestive aids, pharmaceutical, Pepcid, Prevacid, you name it, prescription or otherwise, across the counter. This is the issue. Your solution, as always, is to get the anatomy and the physiology down pat, to master it. So let's begin. The food goes in the mouth. Simple. You're going to chew, 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 and chew, or you're going to gulp, 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 and gulp. Big difference between the two. Yeah, we all know it, but do you really chew your food? We'll get into it in a moment. Then down the esophagus. That's that tube. That tube that goes right down past your pharynx, through behind your chest, and just at the part of your chest, as you go down the chest midline, that becomes soft tissue. Just as your fingers hit the bone of the chest, the sternum, the xiphoid process, and all of a sudden your fingers dip into that soft spot, does that esophagus go through the diaphragm and it becomes the stomach. So the esophagus passes, as you're swallowing the food, through a hole in the diaphragm, that dome-shaped, very thin muscle that goes across your whole body center. That esophagus goes through that hole, and then it becomes the beginning of your stomach. Now, that esophagus has sphincters, orifices. It has a tone. The esophagus is a muscle. It's just not a big piece of plastic. It's not just a piece of flaccid tissue. It's a tube. It's a rubber tube that's muscular. It's elastic. And it's got a tone to it. So at the end of it, the food's got to go through a sphincter. That sphincter has a lot of nerve fibers in it. That sphincter has a lot more muscle in it. Not striated muscle, not the muscle of your arms, but smooth muscle. The muscle of your organs, but it's still muscle, and it's still elastic, and it still has a tone. And as that food pushes open, the bolus of food, the bubble of food pushes open that ring of muscle at the end of the esophagus through the diaphragm, it pops into your stomach. Now, Christmas has come early this year because I am building out this website. I hope you're streaming the show. Please stream the show. If you are listening on radio now, go to Straight Talk. That's 2Ts.cc. Get on the website and stream the show. You're going to get better reception. But then what you can do is you just press a button up top, Radio Literature. Radio Literature, and you can see the pictures that I attach to this show. If you're in the car, of course, you can't do this, but lots of you are at home right now listening to the show. Lots of you listen to the show during the week, and if you do, you get on Radio Literature because you can see pictures of what I'm describing. Each week now, I'm going to be teaching this show, whether you're listening to it live right now or whether you're and hopefully streaming it or whether you're listening to it during the week on the archives, I'm going to have pictures and words and lots of other tools now. Because it's time. After 81, 82 shows, we have to deepen your understanding. The only way I can do it is with pictures. And we got a whole slew of videos coming out. Great videos. So if you can get to the radio show literature on the website, do that right now. If not, it's the theater of your mind. You can just listen and imagine. So that food, it pushes through the esophagus. It goes down to the end of the esophagus, where the sphincter has to stretch out, go through the diaphragm, or vice versa, depending upon different factors, and into the stomach. Now, once we're in the stomach, well, then the stomach's got its job to do. That's not news to you. That stomach has parietal cells, and those cells produce hydrochloric acid and pepsin, an intrinsic factor that helps your B12 get absorbed and all sorts of wonderful things. And that stomach produces a ton of mucus because that stomach is extremely acidic. Its pH is way, way down there. And that's because of the hydrochloric acid. And that hydrochloric acid has many functions. Number one, it digests your animal proteins, your proteins. It pulls apart chains of amino acids, and it helps break them down into smaller pieces. So HCL has a function. It's not just to digest your animal protein, not just to digest your protein, but it's also to disinfect the intestinal tract. So if you have H. pylori, or you have some parasite come in, or you eat rotten food, E. coli, salmonella. If you're producing enough hydrochloric acid, you have successfully disinfected your gastrointestinal tract, and nothing can hurt you. Super important. Animals that eat rotten meat, meat that would make lots of people sick, animals do that all the time. In fact, so do certain tribes. I hope you caught my Medicine Men Go Wild documentary with the Von Tilliken twins. I told you about that last week, where you looked at the Eskimos up in Siberia eating rotten fat, walrus fat, stored in shacks for 4 months and eating it semi-frozen. Gross stuff. But a delicacy, they call it. High meat. They let the fish rot in the snow for 2-3 months, 2-3 weeks, and then they eat that, the high meat. And it goes into their body and does them well. But they don't get sick. Part of that is any bad bacteria, any bacteria that really the body doesn't want to use, the HCL disinfects. So that food passes through the sphincter of the esophagus, passes through the diaphragm, passes into the stomach. The HCL does its job, sets up the pH of the intestine, disinfects your body, breaks down the proteins. That food rumbles around in the stomach, and then goes out the other valve at the end of the stomach, the pyloric valve, into the beginning of a 35-foot small tube called the small intestine. Your guts. Tripe. Tripe as we know it. The small intestine. It's where we make the sausage casings. Pull out that small intestine. It's elastic. Blow it up like a balloon. Use the stomach as a water pouch. Yeah, that's what we do. That small intestine, that 35 feet, the first part of it, the duodenum, right there in your solar plexus. So if your fingers are on your chest, walking down the bones of your chest, and then all of a sudden your fingers are off the bone and into a soft spot, that's the place you don't want to get punched, right? He punched me in the solar plexus. He knocked out my wind. I no longer could breathe. It's a vital zone. It's a nerve plexus. It's a place where if you get hurt there, you're going to feel it. You're not going to breathe for a while. You know the spot. Everybody's been accidentally punched there in childhood. Right there is the intersection in the duodenum. The first foot, first half a foot of the small intestine in the duodenum. There's the intersection of the HCL-drenched food with the bile ducts. The common bile duct mixed with the pancreatic duct. In that spot, the solar plexus, we are, in normal physiology, mixing bile with the HCL-drenched food, our chewed-up, liquidy HCL-drenched food, with the pancreatic enzymes, protease, amylase, lipase. Perfect. If everybody does their job, you eat the food, there is no reflux, there's no pain, there's no bloating, there's no gas, there's no fullness, there's no heaviness, you don't fall asleep. You just eat the food, feel the energy, and go out and run another 10 miles on a day like this, right? So if you got up this morning and you charbroiled the steak without letting the flame hit the steak to make the cancer-causing chemicals, you just singed it. Cut the steak thin, or did the steak raw, tartare, mixed it with the poached eggs, or whatever you mixed it with, and you downed it, and it disappeared in your stomach fast. It's like you didn't even eat, and yet you just ate a steak and four eggs, a hunter's breakfast. And you stood up after 10 minutes, there was nothing in your stomach anymore. Where did it all go? When you have that meal, sushi, that raw fish, that sashimi, eat $200 worth of it. It all disappears in your stomach. Where did it all go? But then you go out and have two slices at Pizza Hut at 10 o'clock at night. And you're up all night burping and belching and screaming and you're in pain. Or you have half a bag of pretzels and a donut before you go to bed. You have that emotional moment and you suffer. Because as light as that and as non-nutritious as that food is, you can't digest it. And so it produces pain. But in the proper sense, all these things are done correctly and that food disappears and you go on with energy. And that's the way it's supposed to happen. Now, how does it really happen? Why do the first three rows of CVS, Stride Rite, and any drugstore across the United States from Walmart to wherever consist of antacids, digestive aids, because it doesn't happen that way. Not for many of you, not for your relatives and friends. And it's a lot more than betaine hydrochloride in digestive enzymes. I wouldn't do this show. I'd be on a street corner handing out betaine hydrochloride in digestive enzymes. But that helps, but it's not enough. Get this straight about betaine hydrochloride and digestive enzymes. They're good to take, number one. Number two, don't let anybody tell you that if you put extra HCL and extra pancreatic enzyme in your body, then your own HCL and your own pancreas will go to sleep. That's nonsense. So they're great to take, but they will not do the job. They will not get rid of your acid reflux many, many, many times. They will not stop your bloating, your gas. They will help. They will not stop. So they're not foundational. Lifestyle changes are foundational. And then you add, like around the Christmas feast when you're going to break every rule in the book. Like when you travel to Europe and you're going to break every rule in the book.